weather. That great unknown, if we're alone together, if we're alone together, alone together.
Alone together on WBGO. At WBGO is Catherine Russell, and it's a new album. That's the title song. I assume you'll be singing these songs and more at Birdland this week.
Yes.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Yes.
And having fun, because you always do.
We must. We must have fun. That's part of the mission.
We were at Mohunk, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
and you blew the roof off twice, and it was amazing. And
that was such a fun weekend. That was so great. And especially, you know, the Singers Summit.
The jam, yeah, we had nine singers.
Fantastic.
Nine singers. And I knew somehow, I said, okay, when I was mixing and matching them, I said, okay, I have to have Kat and Rosanna Vitro together. And as soon as you both went nuts. And Janice Siegel walked over and said, "This is the end." I said, "Yeah, nothing can follow this." It was so good. You burned the place down. It was wonderful. But you always do that. That's your thing, right? Is energy and fireworks.
Energy, yeah. I used to go and see Alberta Hunter and Ruth Brown. Those two ladies were really my. You know, I watched them for how to perform and how to put a show together. So, you know, and they always burn the place down. I just remember seeing Ruth Brown at Central Park Summer Stage one afternoon, and she had this, it wasn't glamour, she just had this muumuu on, and she just, her head was reared back, and she was just hollering, ah, you know, just singing those blues out there, you know. And I said, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want to do. I didn't know how to do it, but that's what I wanted to do.
So what did you learn from them about putting a show together or putting this album together? Why do you pick these songs in this order? Is there a formula in it at all?
I have kind of categories that I like. So I like swing tunes that are, you know, maybe in the American Songbook, you know, category, or maybe they're right outside of that. They might be more rare, so people don't know them as well. I like early blues from the 1920s. I love the blues ladies from Bessie Smith on down. And I love rhythm and blues. So those are the elements, really, that I look for when I'm putting the album together. So we kind of put the album together as in a similar way to how I put a show together, you know.
So start off swinging, and then you've got a ballad, and then you come up with one of these 1920s single entendre quite often songs that you do. So, I mean, where do you find songs? I never heard this song, "You Can't Pull the Wool Over My Eyes."
I was searching. I love Jimmy Lunsford, and I love Cy Oliver. So I was searching, just trolling the internet for Jimmy Lunsford tunes. And then I saw that title, and it looked interesting. And I said, let me look this up. So it's not even on a proper recording. It was from a soundie. And the vocalist that's singing it his name is Myra Johnson. And it's from 1936. And I don't know a lot more about the tune, but it's really fun, you know. So I found it. I learned it. I brought it to the guys, and then we added it.
The hit, really, on your last album was Right Key, Wrong Keyhole.
Yeah.
But you've come up with a song like that on this album also. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. Now, where does this come from? I'd never heard of this song either.
This is another, it's Rosa Henderson, I believe, from 1923. It's really the same era of great blues women, you know, as Bessie Smith, Mamie Smith, Trixie Smith, Clara Smith, Sippy Wallace, you know, just all Ethel Waters, just all the great ladies back then. And then there were a bunch of them, like Rosa Henderson, that people aren't as aware of, you know. But the songs are really funny to me. I just love them.
How do you find, like, sheet music somewhere? Is everything on the web these days?
Most of it's on the internet. There's no sheet music for that. But I just learn it. If I can understand the lyric from the, you know, the quality of the recording, then from there I can just, you know, just learn it like that. There's mostly Rosa Henderson's lyrics are clear, and Bessie Smith, you can always understand her lyrics as well. Some of the other ones are, you know, they take them from the records, and so they're all crackly, and you can't really hear the lyrics, you know, so... That's what I look for.
I missed the crackle on record.
Me too.
I do. Well, we have you here, and Mark Shane is at the piano. That song, we were just talking about that song. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. Cat Russell had a song about a dog.
I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart. I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart, because I know the best of friends must part. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. I'm not ashamed to speak my mind, because he may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. I'm putting you wise. He may be your dog, but it's me he'll follow when he wants good exercise. All day long, you treat him right, but you can find him at my house every night. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home? I'm not afraid to say when I am wrong. I'm not afraid to say when I am wrong, because I know a lie can't stand up long. Down in my home, a lie is some disgrace. Down in my home, a lie is some disgrace. That's why I mean to tell you to your face. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. I'm putting you wise. He may be your dog, but it's me he'll follow when he wants good exercise. Now he might eat right out of your hand, but you can't make him beg like mama can. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home? Mark Shane. Now he's with you every night till 6. Then he comes on over here and does his tricks. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home?
Catherine Russell with Mark Shane at the piano at and on WBGO. One of the most unlimited singers I know. You can sing anything, so why is it that you sing these songs that you do?
Well, I appreciate that. I like rhythmic material, you know, so that's really where I start. And that's why I love swing and blues, because of the rhythm. So really, Louis Armstrong, of course, is one of my biggest influences. And he was so rhythmic, you know, that I like to be able to move. And, you know, I like a good lyric. So that's why I pick the songs I pick.
It's if you look across the spectrum, and you can sing anywhere on the spectrum, how do you find your particular color within that spectrum? You know, obviously blue, you get all of these colors together, and as you have to throw in 50s, some sort of 50s ballads, rock ballads sometimes you do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just fun.
It is
fun. That's part
of
it, too. You're looking for something that's fun.
Yeah. I'm always into what makes crooning what it is, what makes singing the blues what it is, you know, like what are the elements of vocal vocabulary that go into those different things, you know, so I'm not going to sing a raucous blues the same way I'm going to sing a ballad, you know, and what are those elements what's the difference between those things, you know, so that you're affecting the ear in a certain way. When people hear something, then hopefully they'll feel something, you know, that I'm, whether it's romantic or whether it's in your face or whatever the sentiment is of the song. So that's really what I'm into. What makes things different, you know?
It's a difference in your body. It's a difference in where your voice is placed inside your chops, really. I mean, where does it come out? How do you breathe?
Yes, all of those things, phrasing, the approach of a note, you know, how you come into a note, how you end a note. So you don't end a note the same way when you're crooning as you end the note if you're singing just a Chicago blues tune. It's two different things, you know. And that is what I hope creates the different effect on the listener. So that's the, you know, I'm really into that.
Let's have the effect of... A beautiful song. Here's Catherine Russell from the new album called Alone Together. Here's Catherine Russell, Shaking Down the Stars.
Shake down the stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars.
So where'd you get that song?
Another trolling the internet, just looking for just stuff from the American Songbook, you know, from the 30s and 40s. And I, again, saw the title, and I said, I haven't heard that one before. That looks interesting. You know, and then, so... What we did was kind of mix an Ella Fitzgerald version and I believe the Frank Sinatra version of that tune. And some people know it and some people don't. So I kind of liked the way Ella finished out the tune. So we took kind of that out chorus that she did. And then the rest of it was pretty much a mix of Frank and Ella. You know, so that's kind of what I also did with Jimmy Lunsford, Taint What You Do. I kind of mixed, which I haven't recorded yet, but I really love, kind of mixed the Chick Webb version and the Cy Oliver versions, you know. So this piece of it would be the Chick Webb version, and then I'd go to the Cy Oliver because I like that part of what they did. So I kind of borrowed from each of those versions. So the same thing with Shake Down the Stars.
It's inevitable that you're going to be singing swinging because that's where you come from. I mean, your father was the musical director of Louis Armstrong, the big band, and your mother played in the big bands and sang. And Cy Oliver was like an uncle to you in some ways?
Yes. You know, my mother, Carlene Ray, was the only, she might have been the only female instrumentalist that ever played in his orchestra. So I went to the Rainbow Room to see that orchestra. It's a little big band in the 70s. And she said that Cy Alva really enjoyed working with her because she just played the chart. She didn't try to embellish it with, you know, he was very his pocket was very specific. So it was called really the Lunsford Bounce back in the beginning. And it was a kind of in two, but it felt like it was in four. You know, it still swung like it was in four. So she didn't add any notes to his charts, and he really loved that. Because he left, because it left the right amount of space for him, you know. And she just was so thrilled to be working with him. And I was really thrilled to go and be able to hear him live. And then we had the vocal trio, which his wife, Lillian Clark, my mom, and myself did in the 1980s, which you hosted us performing those for the first time some months ago. And so, and he actually was very encouraging to me because he liked the fact that I understood swing at that point, you know. So, and he was very opinionated man, you know. So I was very happy that he approved of what I was doing.
It's curious you say understood because some people say, well, I don't understand jazz. I mean, what do you have to understand? You have to feel it. You have to, if your foot is tapping, then you're understanding it. That's it. It's all of that.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of, we talk about the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
So it's where you put that pocket, and if you're making music with other people that put the pocket in the same place as you, then that's, there's nothing better than that.
Put the pocket on the table here up next, right? Because we were doing the Yamaha Salon that we do every season at the Yamaha Piano Salon, where the pianos are just awesomely beautiful. And you sang a song that I thought was terrific, but you said you didn't like it until you sang it, and I thought it was perfect for you.
Which song was that?
Was it Paul? Did Paul tell you to sing You Turn the Tables on Me?
Right.
And you said, I don't want to do that. I loved it.
I know. I've actually really grown to like that song. And, you know, when I hear something, I have to personally relate to it because I'm really literal, you know. And so now I think I have the right images when I sing it. So that's what I needed to do. I needed to personalize it for myself.
Personalizing on WBGO, Catherine Russell with Mark Shane.
You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? And now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne and let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. Drop. And now I'm out on was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Catherine Russell in the performance studio at WBGO performing with Mark Shane at the piano, turning the tables. New album called Alone Together, and that song is on the new album.
Yes.
You'll be singing that song and much more at Birdland this week.
That is correct.
With the band.
With the band, with my seven-piece band. I get to have three horns at Birdland, so that's one of the times during the year where I can augment my unit. So we have our regular fantastic rhythm section, Mark Shane at the piano, Matt Munisteri, our musical director and guitarist, Tal Ronan on bass, Mark McLean on drums, and then our horn section, John Eric Kelso on trumpet, Evan Arnson on reeds, and John Allred on trombone.
Now, how does it affect, we were talking about your singing, and whether you're singing a ballad or a swing song or something, but when you've got horns there, your voice becomes another horn in the band.
Yes.
It changes the way you actually physically sing.
It does in a way because I do, and I'm so glad you said that, I do like to feel like I'm another horn, you know, like I'm another instrument in the band and not singing over the top of the band or, you know, I like to be right in there with everybody. And so it does affect how I phrase, you know, because I'm phrasing in between what they're playing, you know, so that it's a conversation. So I really enjoy that. I really enjoy exploring that.
You still sing with Steely Dan and others?
Yes, I'm very happy to say that I do sing with Steely Dan. I'm so happy to still be working with them after some 25 years. And I do, you know, freelance work. I do session work for different people. I participated in the film called Bolden about Buddy Bolden that's coming out in the spring. So I encourage everybody to go and see that. And I do whatever I can do. You know, it's just like singing with Rob Paparosi at Mohonk.
That was the blues jam on Saturday night.
The blues jam, yeah. And I love that too. I love singing the blues. I love singing soul tunes. And so whatever vocabularies I can explore, I do. You know, opera still eludes me, but, you know, might be too late for that this life. I don't know.
One never knows. But, you know, you came to being Cat Russell standing in front of a band late, really, in your career, in a way. Because you spent years being that other voice behind somebody or blended in with others and not really being yourself.
Yeah.
And so you came to it with considerable experience.
Yes, I had sung lead in other bands that were not under my name for years. You know, I was in a band called Sugar O, which was a soul band. You know, we had horns and everything. But it was a group name, you know. So I had learned, you know, about singing lead from singing at Catch a Rising Star Comedy Club for 4 years back in the 80s, which was kind of a tough room, you know, in between comics that we all know from Jerry Seinfeld on. And so there were a few of us that sang in between comedians. And so, you know, over the years, I had sung lead in different situations, but doing it as a band leader was a real revelation. I really had to get used to that, you know.
Well, that's because you counted all the nuts and bolts by then, but now you have to deal with the nuts and bolts and pay for them.
Yes.
Yourself, you know.
And, you know, all that road experience was really great because I'm not sure if I would know what to do had I not been on the road with so many different people over the years, you know. So I learned from great tour managers, great road managers, how you actually piece the day together when you get somewhere, how people can be comfortable, how to make things go smoothly, you know. Otherwise, one piece of the puzzle falls out and then you're not having fun anymore, so... So I think I learned from some great people over many, many years.
And became great yourself, I think. Says me. I mean, I think, you know, you're one of the most unlimited singers. I think you can sing anything. And in tune, which is much appreciated.
Well, my mother would appreciate that.
Exactly. Well, let's listen to you. One of the fun things on here is Aaron Girl for Rhythm. And you sing these songs also, like Swing Brothers Swing on your last record, when you get that diddle daddle. I mean, only you can sing diddle daddle with such panache.
I think you said that to me before.
You know, but you know, you got that kind of a groove going in the Aaron Girl for Rhythm, Swing, Catherine Russell.
Here's something that I'd like to bring to you, wrapped all in cellophane, designed for you. Tell you what it's all about. It is without a doubt swinging the latest style. Service with a smile. If you want to swing and shout, get your kicks and get about. I'm an errand girl for rhythm. Send me. Just get hip, follow through. I deliver straight to you. I'm an
So was that song first Aaron Boy?
Yes, that is actually Aaron Boy for rhythm, Nat Cole.
Right.
And I went to hear Carol Sloan and Bill Charlap at the Jazz Standard probably a couple of years ago now, and Carol Sloan sang it. And so, of course, I'm sitting there listening and kind of have my ear open to material that I wasn't familiar with, you know, because Carol Sloan sings a lot of things, too, that are rare, you know. And so at the end of the gig, I asked her about that tune, you know, because I hadn't heard it. And then I said, you know, a tune is kind of like, it grabs me and then it keeps haunting me until I learn it and try it. And, you know, so that was one that really did that. And then I brought it to the guys. I brought it to the band. And then we just started doing it. And it was so much fun, you know, that this is how we find tunes to record, too. You know, we try them out. And the audiences seem to have fun listening to them.
It's almost like when you're singing that style, there's a different kind of syncopation in the rhythm, and it's got a swing.
Yeah.
And your voice and the words become like the shuffles of brushes on a snare drum.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very specific in a way because they're keeping the meter of the song also.
Right.
The very words you're singing are rhythmic.
Are rhythmic, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the mission. And so singing that, you have to sing it lighter because nothing is sustained. So you do become an instrument, you know. So that vocal approach I learned, and I continue to learn, is the placement and the time is a lot different than if you're singing long phrases, you know. So that's also how I learn, you know. It's just the school of jazz, which I never graduate from.
Right. You know? Summa cum laude. And louder plays. No. That's another story. Let's hear you. This is a song everybody sings, you know, like How Deep Is the Ocean. But the trick is that everybody sings the song uniquely.
Yes.
That's what makes it this, what we do and what we love.
It's a beautiful song. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Catherine Russell with Mark Shane at WBGO. Always always great to have you.
Thank you. It's always great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Going to be at Birdland Tuesday through next Saturday. Going to be at Bethany Baptist Church in Newark on the March the 2nd. And the new album comes out actually March 1st,
on
right?
On March 1st, yeah.
Right. So people who come to Birdland, they can't get the new album yet?
Well, they will be able to get it there.
Oh, how cool of you. How smart of you.
Yes.
So as Johnny always says, you can take the music home with you.
That's correct,
That's the idea. That's the idea. All right. Well, while I have the real you, not as if the real you is not on the album, but can you have one more?
Yes, absolutely.
I wonder what you'll do.
This is a song by Captain Cecil Gant, actually, that I got from Satchmo because he's my favorite. And also... Etta Jones did a really beautiful version of this song called I Wonder. Since we are through, I've been all through lover's lane. Nothing for me there, only rain. You went a-traveling, but will it last? Can't you see I'm traveling nowhere? If your new love dies, where will you be? Will your heart come running back to me? Sweetheart, I wonder.
No wonder she comes on this show from time to time because she's wonderful. That's Catherine Russell with Mark Shane at the piano at WBGO. And you're going to be together with the band and everything on Tuesday through next Saturday at Birdland, upstairs at Birdland.
Yes.
And you'll be at Bethany Baptist Church on March the 2nd. This album, this new album called Alone Together Again, will be out on March the 1st. But you'll get it at the gig.
Yes, at Birdland, yes.
And
thereafter.
And then you'll be around and about. I hope you and the Steely Girls are singing more.
We are.
I love when the two of you or the three of you sing together.
Yes, they are really my favorite ladies to sing with. Anytime, and as a section, individually, they're two of my best friends in life, so...
Tanya Hall and Carolyn Lenhart.
And Carolyn Lenhart.
I went to see Steely Dan at the Beacon, and it was like, wait a minute. And each of you had been to Mohunk.
Yes.
Each of you had been on the show
individually. Yes.
And now three of my favorite singers were all, they're all together. How cool is this? And I remember saying to you, you must have thought about doing this for real, just the three of you.
Yes,
as a show. So.
Yes, and they're just the lovely, talented, amazing human beings. And so, they help me. When we do the Cy Oliver project, they ask me, when can we rehearse? When can we get together? So it's really a joy to work with them.
And you haunted another vintage clothing store to find what you're wearing on this new album, right?
Well, actually, I will say the great Will Lee is married to the great Sandrine Lee, who did my photographs for Harlem on My Mind and Alone Together for this album. And so those were clothes that she donated to the photo shoot. So how cool is that?
Indeed. And the top hat included?
The top hat, yeah. That's so I have to actually...
Well, that's what makes it.
Yeah, I know. I actually have to find those. I got to find those clothes someplace for myself.
You rocked that top hat.
Thank you very much.
Catherine Russell. Here's one more song from Alone Together. It's a great Fats Waller song. Someone else whose songs you really sing wonderfully always.
Thank you.
And on WBGO.
You're not the only oyster in the stew. Not the only tea leaf in the tea. However, I'm convinced, completely, fully, firmly convinced, that you're the only one